Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table, read us where we're able. We'll routine to call a scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hee hee! He surveys the turbo! All rise for King surveys the turbo and the Knights of the Round Table!
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
saying wrong. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look.
In constant sorrow all through his days, I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. To old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found. No friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. It's fair thee well, my own lover. I never expect to see you again. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bury me in Sunbeam Valley. For many years where I may lay. Sleeping in my grave, while he is sleeping in his grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never will see no on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Muslim old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Always looking to serve the terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. I'm wanting to play a bit of a podcast, but the way my system's set up, people couldn't hear it unless they were actually listening into the player. It's because two different computers, one broadcasting with Sam and the other one, I actually have to play this with open mic here. So, anyway, I typed a message down there in the chat room that says, I believe the elite are going to are getting ready to pull a fast one on the world within the next 2 weeks. Let's see, today is 9/13/2015. And the reason why I wanted to play this pod, which I also posted it in the chat room in case something goes wrong with the audio, then you could also go over to shazizradio.com/superchat.html and click on that link and listen to the podcast of this man talking. And or you can go over to Awake Radio Chat and click on that podcast there, or that video from that link over there. Anyway, I always sit back and I look at the big picture of what's going on around there, and I take it all in as you know, pieces of the puzzle, everything that's going out there from, you know, the chemtrail theory and the different things going on in the world, the military's being moved in certain places, drills going off here and there. just so much, so many different pieces of the puzzle, but there's also, you know, other factors in there such as doomsday scenarios and such. And so when you're trying to get down to the facts of what's actually occurring out there, and even relying on biblical references, things that are going on in the world to see where we stand, where we're at this point in time. Anyway, I subscribe to this individual named JSnip4 out there on YouTube, and normally he's into gold and silver and keeps up on the markets and stuff like that, but every so often he'll come out with a video and a commentary that, you know, it talks a lot of common sense. And so I want to play this this podcast for you. It's about... about 34 minutes long. I might pause in between certain sections to put my point of view in there, and so anyway, once this podcast is done and everybody has a chance to hear what it is, I'm gonna call up some of the knights, whoever wants to join in and discuss this for the rest of the show there. So I hope you're patient with me and stay tuned and listen in, listen to what this man has to say, because if you kind of look at it that, if you step way back, you know, putting all conspiracy theories aside and just step way back and just look at all the current events going on in the world and things that we know are actually happening, then, you know, It gives you a whole different picture of things. So anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and start playing this right here. And if my audio cuts in and out or whatever, I'm just gonna continue with the show as normal, and then I'll have the podcast up afterwards. So here we go. This is JSnip4.
All right. So this you know, Saturday night here, about 8:00 p.m. Eastern. Read some of the comments on my YouTube channel. My video, the last video I did, just talking about the Prime Minister of France talking about, you know, we got 500 days till climate chaos. We had the advisor to former Prime Minister Gordon Brown tweeting very recently about, you know, stock up and prepare for a market crash and banks potentially being down and things like that. And people said, yeah, but the Trump president, he just said that climate, you know, to avoid climate chaos. He didn't say there'd be climate chaos. He just said we had 500 days. And I'm saying, I'm thinking to myself, I think he's trying to hint to us to kind of read between the lines. How can you have 500 days? Think about this. Less than 2 years to avoid climate chaos. It doesn't go into the details by saying, well, here's what we're going to do, or here's what I suggest we do to avoid that. No, don't talk about it at all. Doesn't make sense. If there's some kind of event that they know about that's going to happen, that's going to, again, we'll call it an act of God that's devastating, he's not just going to come out on news media and say it. He's going to say it as nicely as possible, hint, hint. That's what this advisor just did. So I'm going to start off. I'm going to Because after the Prime Minister of France gave that speech about climate chaos, he went on and did a couple of other talks. It actually mentioned a few other additional things that I'm going to go over with you in a second. And if you just kind of add all those things together, I think he was very clearly saying, read between the lines, listen to what I'm saying. This is as good as I can say it, essentially. But let's start off with this guy, the former Prime Minister of UK, his advisor, who very recently tweeted this. This was from, August 24th, 2015, it wasn't that long ago. A former advisor to Gordon Brown has urged people to stock up on canned goods and bottled water as stock markets around the world slide. Damian McBride appeared to suggest that the stock market dip could lead to civil disorder or other situations where it would be unreasonable for someone to leave the house. Quote, advice on the looming crash number one. Get hard cash in a safe place now. Don't assume banks and cash points will be open or bank cards will work, he tweeted. Crash advice number two. Do you have enough bottled water, tinned goods, canned goods, and other essentials at home to live a month indoors? If not, get shopping. Crash advice number three. Agree to a rally point with your loved ones in case transport and communications gets cut off. Somewhere you can all head to, end quote. Crash advice number three. Let's read that again. Agree to a rally point meeting location, in American English terms, with your loved ones in case transportation and communications get cut off. Now hold on. Stop right there. He's talking, this whole article from the Independent, mainstream media UK. Former advisor to Gordon Brown. So let's establish some facts. Gordon Brown was the Prime Minister. That's the same as basically saying the President of the United States, except over there. His very close advisor, Damian McBride, okay, we know who that is, he was, yes, okay, there's no disputing that, is coming out upon his own free will to tweet on his Twitter account what I just said to you. And it's all, this article as well is based off, because here's some more, let me just go here for a second. Quote, we were close enough in 2008, if the bank bailout hadn't worked, he said, and what's coming is on 20 times that scale, end quote. So this is an economic problem he's talking about. Why, in that case, would transportation, and communications, even maybe, potentially get cut off? Why is his third crash advice scenario saying, agree to a rally point with your loved ones in case transport and communication get cut off? Market crash? Transportation failing and communications failing. Oh, hold on. Oh, my bank account just got wiped out. My headset quit working. Sorry about that, guys. Matter of fact, let's go real here. Oh, let me check my bank account. Okay.
Okay, now he shut his mic off for a second because he's doing a dramatic deal. So we'll have to wait till he turns his mic back on. Here he comes.
How absurd is that? My bank account just got wiped out. My stock portfolio just got destroyed. Oh, my car won't turn on. And my headset quit working right in the middle of doing a YouTube video, precisely when the banking system just had a little hiccup. Do those things even go together? Transportation be shut down and communications being shut down. The only thing that would make sense to me would be transportation having issues due to the mass quantity of people being out on the streets and protesting when they find out everything was just wiped away in their retirement, everything. Maybe even finding out, oh, by the way, EBT, all that stuff, that's shut down too because we can't afford it, and this is, and we're not raising the debt ceiling in America. We're going to go ahead and raise interest rates, and here you go. And then there's people in the streets everywhere. That, I could see transportation, little issue there. Not because they shut it down, per se, but they realize public and private, you know, your own car, you ain't going nowhere. Streets are shut down by the people. That could make sense if it's on that massive scale. Why would communications get shut down? Those of us that still have a job and are working, well, we can't use the phone anymore? Can't talk to people, customers? Doesn't make sense. Now, let's go into what the Prime Minister of France said, Foreign Minister, and let's analyze some of his additional comments. We have 500 days, not a day more, to avoid a climate disaster. That sentence in itself. How could any man on this planet avoid a climatic, as in climate, not like climax, a climate disaster? What is a climate disaster? Could be a tornado, could be an earthquake of epic proportions, could be a massive tidal wave, flood, etc., etc., etc. Could even be a meteor impact, for God's sakes. How could anyone avoid that? We're going to avoid the New Madrid fault line giving way. We have 500 days to do so. No, you don't. It's going to happen. Kind of like if 10,000 years ago, and however many light years ago, asteroid was coming this way with a precision impact on Earth 10,000 years ago, there's nothing you're going to do to stop that event from happening. It's already pretty much set in stone, so to speak. It's coming. Now, we could avoid that scenario by sending something up in space and destroying it. But let's be real here. We're not talking about that. He said a climate disaster. Again, maybe he's talking about something that they're going to allow to hit the Earth should such an asteroid or what have you come down this way. NASA's already come out. Look, we understand. There's been talk about September. There is nothing coming at all. They've released that information recently. Nothing. Do I believe NASA would ever tell us the truth when that's ran by the Department of Defense under that umbrella? No. Absolutely not. However, how can any person boldly say that we have 500 days to avoid a act of God, essentially, some random act of God, and then doesn't even say exactly how we can avoid that? Here's what we need to do to stop it. That's interesting. So let me move forward a little bit on this. So he says, I attach great importance to words. He says that. I attach great importance to words. So what did I just say? We have 500 days to avoid climate chaos. I attach great importance to words. Hint, hint, you stupid sheep. I can't say what I really need to say. Let's continue. There's also a date we must bear in mind, which will, I hope, be very important. September, or he says 23 September. There's also a date we must bear in mind, which will, I hope, be very important. 23 September. Interesting date he chose, isn't it? This is no small matter, because unlike many spheres, life itself is at stake here. This is no small matter, because unlike many spheres, life itself is at stake here. Because unlike many spheres, life itself is at stake here. Interesting words for a foreign prime minister of France there, or foreign minister. The fight against climate disruption is essential. We must face up to climate disruption, climate chaos. He says then, cataclysmic and consequences. Cataclysmic consequences. We have 500 days to try and reverse the scenario. Days is extremely short. We've started working, many others with us. Something which may not solve everything, but would help halt the 4 to 5 degrees Celsius rise, i.e. a cataclysm. Thanks to the decisions we took, and which will subsequently be developed, we'll manage to control it and get back down to 2 degrees into a livable existence. So in 500 days, which September 12th, we've got 11 days to the 23rd, the day he says, September 23rd, and not a day later, he says, to avoid climate chaos. Now this could be, I'm going to go on the other side for a second, other point of view. We all know the United Nations, the New World Order, the club, are using climate change to try and convince us to, America, you're too rich, you use too much resources, got to settle that down, cause planetary fear, so the ice caps melting and polar bears running for their lives trying to survive, which was nonsense because, sure, ice shifted, but then a massive amount grew in other places, there was no problems there. So if they're trying to pull this whole carbon credit thing, you know about the carbon credits, you are a corporation, you're using carbon naturally because you're using electricity, so you're using carbon, maybe you have a smokestack, whatever, you're allotted a certain number of carbon credits to be used per year. But you are using more than your allotment. That's okay, because carbon credits can be traded, bought, sold, and traded on the market, just like stocks, bonds, commodities. And someone else that has excess amounts of those carbon credits can then sell you theirs. And that's okay. So hold on. We're trying to stop pollution, curb it way down, but you still would essentially allow someone to pollute and then buy through the marketplace additional credits to continue polluting the same amount. That's odd. So could he... Again, I give you the first part of this. The opposite side is maybe this French foreign minister is simply saying the decisions we made, in other words, we came to agreement with the club member countries, and we're going to be implementing carbon credits and carbon taxes and this whole thing. You guys aren't going to like it. We're going to do it anyways. And by the way, by doing so, we've determined through calculations that instead of going super hot, planet Earth, we brought it back down to 5 degrees Celsius, 2 degrees Celsius, by implementing this change and shoving it down your throats. So we essentially could and will have averted the worst case scenarios or scenario. However, my question would be, then how did you know you had precisely and exactly 500 days from the time you said it, which brings us to September 23rd, 24th, to do so? And just coincidentally enough, the Pope is coming to give his climate change speech at around the same time frame, within the days or right around there. I mean, days away from that event, or the next day or something, right? I mean, it's that soon. Because if they've agreed, we're going to cut way back, and the Pope agrees, everyone should cut way back, and they said, well, we all came to this conclusion already. We had 500 days to come up with it. And maybe the 500 days is simply, we got to come to this agreement before the Pope speaks. Or else, if we don't come to the agreement, it's all off, and then we know where our planet's going to head, and it's not going to be good. So we need to get the agreement by all member countries before the 500 days is over, before that Pope speaks, about the climate changes that are needed, or the policies needed to deal with climate change. And maybe this is nothing more than political shenanigans. And the way the foreign minister laid it out was similar to how Nancy Pelosi laid it out. We don't want to show you what's in this bill. Just, we got to vote for it first. And once we pass it, then we'll let you see what's in it. Like it's a surprise. Oh, can't wait to see what rotten bill you guys passed and it'll turn into a law. Right, is this the French PM, foreign minister, saying essentially the same thing? We got major climate chaos coming in exactly 500 days, not a day later. And then he gives another speech a couple days later, two different speeches, where he talks a little bit more about it, and then talks about we were basically essentially able to get our 5 degree Celsius hotter change down to 2 degrees. At the same time, you still have to ask, how could you fix that in 500 days? What did you do to fix that in 500 days? Maybe the answer is, okay, we are going to have an unprecedented worldwide chemtrail phenomenon going across the entire world to deal with the, you know, high rising temperatures. And then all of a sudden, a massive, you know, spraying of the planet ensues. That doesn't sound feasible at all. I don't think that's going to happen. This is just a ploy, I think, to get people on board to be scared of climate change, and we got to do something drastic. We, as in the government, and their friends, and their, you know, inter-worldly friends across the whole world, basically, other politicians, other prime ministers, etc., to say, yeah, we agreed to what the same thing America did. And it's going to be all countries, based on your population and size, have to be at this level of carbon output. Oh, United States, listen. Ooh, you guys are way up here on that chart. You're going to have to back down. And we all agreed. President agreed, Congress agreed, somehow behind closed doors, whatever, to do this. Or we hear for the first time, oh, as the Pope speaking, Obama just agreed and we're going to do it. No vote, no nothing, it just happened. Executive order or something. So we have to cut drastically down on our carbon output by executive order or something else. That could also make the other guys, the Prime Minister's advisors, stuff come true too. There's going to be a whole lot of pissed off people. We're not going to accept it as Americans. You're not going to change our American lifestyle. Matter of fact, somebody cue the George Bush Sr. speech. I've got news for the rest of the world. The American lifestyle is not negotiable. Yeah! Yeah, I'm standing up to you! Listen, the foreign minister of France just called from the future. Since this was in the 1990s. He said it's real negotiable. He and the Pope have already negotiated our surrender to the rest of the world, so to speak, and our usage of the world's output. Now, having said that, it is not fiction that the United States uses a huge amount of the world's resources. Just to do a quick little Google while I got y'all here doing this video. how much of the world's resources does the United States use?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and stop that video there and take a quick music break and give a call to a few people, whoever wants to join in on the show. So stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table.
Turn it up.
everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties on and off here. The internet, for some reason, wants to drop off every so often, so it might have to be a case of refreshing. But either way, I'm going to keep the ball rolling until the entirety of the show, and then upload the podcast in case you didn't get the chance to hear everything. The podcast that I was playing by JSNET4 essentially is pretty much along the same lines of what I've been thinking. If you look at all the stuff that's going on out there in the world and all the big drills going on in different nations and stuff, it looked like to me they'd be gearing up for war. And we all know about the chemtrail conspiracy going on out there. Of course, you know, the average Joe kind of just walks along like it's nothing going on, and most folks don't even look up to the sky, and then when they do, oh, well, you know, that's just normal airplane trails. And they won't hesitate to call you a dummy or whatever for pointing it out and that kind of stuff, even regardless of the fact that you go over and you point at the leaves on the trees and you see that look like they're chemically burned. And so, you know, there's a whole lot more to this picture than meets the eye. And what he's talking about out there, you know, economic collapse and that kind of stuff, you got to step back and you got to look at the big picture. What if the elite knew that their game was up, the jig was up, so to speak, and in order to remain in power and still wealthy, they want to make sure that it comes out in their favor. And so, you know, wouldn't be beyond them to try to pull a fast one on somebody. Now, as he pointed out, their France guy talked about 500 days to climate chaos. And today is the 13th of September, 9/13/2015. And so that don't leave very many days until their due date of the 23rd. If you go out there and look around on YouTube and search up that date, you'll note that there's other doomsday type scenarios talked about in there, and other predictive programming talked about as well. But when I step back and I look at the entirety of the big picture, and the fact that the Pope is supposed to be over in the United States, and it's like an unprecedented event that he's going to not only talk to Congress, but he's actually going to be talking to the public out there. And if you Google that up, you'll find out that I believe it's Pennsylvania where he's going to be, that they had literally put a 10-foot tall fence many miles all the way around the entire area where the Pope is supposed to be speaking. Now, this is a Pope that got rid of the bulletproof wagon that they used to drive around in, and basically was out there in other nations just mingling with the people and talking to people and all that kind of stuff. But yet here in the United States, they not only shut down a bunch of schools and buildings and businesses and roads and stuff like that, and built this huge fence for his visit. A lot of people are questioning, you know, what's going on? What's he got to say that the American people probably aren't going to be too happy with? So, you know, the governments of all these different nations out here involved in the United Nations don't always necessarily have the best interest at the heart of the American people or the world, for that matter. A lot of crazy stuff going on that we don't agree with. Our military's getting sent where, you know, wherever they go, you know, get sent into the world, even though, you know, protests go on and people don't agree with the war efforts that continuously seem to be never-ending. You know, it's an ongoing, there's a terrorist behind every bush kind of scenario. That's pretty doggone frustrating for the average Joe to be hearing this, and you get to the point where you just become so desensitized with all the craziness going on, you just try to earn a living and do the best you can with what you got to work with. And so, you know, with all that said, and taking in consideration all the things that we've heard about all these last several years or more about, you know, the stuff that being sprayed in the sky and the natural disasters and the man-made disasters and, you know, things like Fukushima leaking and so on and so forth, and you know, it's just, there's a lot to absorb. So I'm thinking, this guy's supposedly trying to warn people without warning them, so to speak. You know, like Jay Snip 4 said, hint, hint, you know, pay attention to the words and the dates and that kind of stuff like that. So coincidentally, on the end of that 500-day deal would be on the 23rd of this coming month, and the Pope is supposed to address the nation and the world from the United States. So what's he going to say? What's this all about? He's supposed to be coming here talking about climate change and all that kind of stuff, how we got to come together as a world and try to fix all this, and also mention in there that they had done things already to address this whole climate change issue, which Jay Smith forced pretty much under the same impression that maybe possibly it had something to do with all the chemicals being sprayed in the air. Now, Stephen Gibbons typed in to the chat room over there at Shaziz Radio. He says, if you don't do as you're told and buy the climate change propaganda and enforce all the taxes, rules, and regulations, we will increase the weather modification programs and cause catastrophes. Seems to be the gist of that bid you played, Shaziz. And yeah, it's pretty much the whole deal, you know. We know that they can tamper with the weather. It's been proven throughout history. I mean, they did it way back in Vietnam and stuff. They sprayed silver iodide out to try to get seed the clouds to get the rain, you know, so the trails would be too muddy for these people to be able to get from point A to point B. And they actually sprayed chemicals onto the vegetation out there in order to kill off the plants so they wouldn't have a place to hide either. So it's not like they ain't done it before. Back in 1965, they were doing experiments, blasting nukes off up in the air, atomic weapons up in the air to see, you know, follow the cloud and see what kind of, you know, dangers were there in that mess. I mean, you can Google it up. It's out there. There's all kinds of information out there. And so it's not like the governments wouldn't try to do something dirty on you, and it's not like that we're in the best know as far as the truthful information going on, because the mainstream media seems to have an agenda of their own, whether it be political or money-wise, whatever. They seem to only report on what's important to them and what's important to further their own specific agendas. And then even following the mainstream media all the way back to their financial sources and stuff, it seems to, if you step all the way back, seems to point all to the same individual, same crew, the same club, the global elite, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, so on and so forth, all the different conspiracies, you've heard them all. But regardless of all that, putting all that back aside, stepping back, looking at the big picture, the whole finger seems to point towards somebody doing something dirty that they know people aren't going to like, and so they're moving their military equipment into the right areas at the right time. Seems to be this big push for getting control of Alaska. There seems to be in the Arctic and stuff, and it seems to be a whole push for who's going to be in control of the oil over in the Middle East, and who's going to be in control of what land masses, whenever. So just by stepping back and watching as the elite are doing what they're doing, as they're playing their chess game with the world, you can see that there's things that just seem to be blatantly obvious in front of everybody's face, but then you hear that whole fancy phrase about pay no attention to the man behind the curtain kind of scenario. You know, only look at the video games and Dancing with the Stars and all the other stuff that we're going to tell you. And even when you go to your own churches, I've seen this with my own two eyes, and you listen to the people going on. There is a movement within all the churches out there in this country over here that essentially is leading back to the Vatican and the global domination. You know, all these bringing everybody together, these united campaigns behind the scenes, you know, trying to unite all the churches under one umbrella. And, you know, regardless of what you think about religions or your lack thereof or whatever, or governments for that matter, separations of powers and stuff like that, checks and balances, we don't need this church to be with that church or this government to be with that government or anything like that, but it seems like everything is starting to be centralized towards the Vatican itself and the United States government. So what's going on here? You know, what's going to happen on the 23rd there? What is this big announcement that they're going to tell the world? Is it going to be some sort of deal or a public disclosure of aliens, or is it going to be some sort of "we sold you out down the river"? We're all going to give up our sovereignty for safety and the sake of humanity and saving us from the so-called climate change debacle. So, who's going to come out on the other end of this deal smelling like a rose? It's not going to be the average Joe coming out smelling like a rose. This man's telling everybody, the French guy, is telling everybody, you know, you might want to stock up on stuff that you can protect yourself and stay inside for 30 days because, you know, essentially, I'm not saying it, but I am saying it, that all heck is going to break loose around this general time frame. Well, I don't know about y'all, but if somebody tells me that something's going to happen to me or my family, I'm not going to wait around to find out whether or not they were serious or just messing with me or whatever. I'm going to take the necessary precautions in order to try to ensure that my family's safe and taken care of. Now, we know that they manipulate people's opinions and ideas and minds and stuff like that. They've been doing it forever and a day. It goes way back even farther than the whole Y2K issue, you know. Test to see how everybody's going to react, that kind of stuff. This whole new Jade Helm drill that they're out there trying to basically conquer the human domain or whatever the heck it was. So, while all these global elites are out there playing chess and suckering our men and women around the world into going around doing things that would be against their own constitutions or freedoms and such, you know, under the guise of, you know, the ends justify the means kind of thing. You know, there's wars, rumors of wars, all that kind of stuff going on, plagues, famines, pestilence, you know, everything that biblical references in the book of Revelations and such. And even if you don't believe in that book, even if you think that's just a fairy tale, whatever, to each his own, your own opinion, whatever. I'm just saying that there's a lot of correlations going on there. And at the same exact time, you got a lot of things going on in the government that just kind of look fishy. They just don't smell right. All these different supposed shootings going on all over the United States right about now. Looking back in history, it happened a few other times in history where all this kind of stuff was going on, and then a dictator would come to power and then slaughter everybody. You know? I'm just saying, when is enough going to be enough? When is this world going to say, look, you know, we've had it. We've had it with all the wars and the craziness, the corruption. It seems like every single time something goes down, whether it be any of the different conflicts or World War I or World War II, it's always the same group of individuals that come out on top, financially stable and still in power. You know, they say continuity of government for the United States government. We got to make sure that we have continuity of government in case something goes on. You know, if there's a war, we come out the other side and we're still in charge kind of thing. You know, histories of empires that rise and fall and such. But one thing stands true throughout the entirety of all history. It isn't the global elite that suffer through all this stuff. Because 9 times out of 10, they've got the financial resources in order to take care of themselves and their families and basically ride out the storm in some sort of little island paradise or bunker or whatever you have. And it's the average Joe that's usually end up getting screwed. It's the average Joe out there on the battlefield. It's not the politicians. And these politicians will say everything they can. They'll talk out one side of their neck and do totally the opposite. Oh, yeah, elect me and I'm going to make sure that you're taken care of. And it just never seems to play out like that. When you look across the United States of America and you see all these veterans out there that are sleeping on the sidewalk and then going down to try to get some medical attention because they were promised that if you go out there and you defend your nation and do what it is we tell you, then we're going to take care of you the rest of your life. And then you see all these veterans out there on drugs and sleeping on the sidewalk, the street, can't even find a job and are in the torment of their own minds for things that they were either ordered to do or whatever in whatever conflict that they were sent out to. Missing arms and legs and eyes and parts of brains and stuff and they're going through a literal hell on earth. The way that they treat the elderly and the farmers and the just the general public itself to use everybody as guinea pigs and do whatever the heck they want. You know, hey, we're going to spray this stuff over your head, you know. And if we get caught, we're just going to tell you we're trying to do it for climate change. Pay your carbon tax, know your place, and shut your face. That's what they're telling you. And these folks are supposed to be out there working for you. You're not working for them. They work for you. Representatives, you know, by definition, to represent. You're out there to represent somebody else. You're not out there to fill your pockets up, although that's how it usually ends up. When's the last time you ever seen a poor politician come out of Washington? Or any country or state, for that matter? They seem to get nifty little bonuses. They seem to be able to give themselves raises and such while at the same time destroying the world and then turning around and telling you, the average Joe, you got to reduce your carbon footprint. You got to live in this cracker box and ride around on a bicycle and not come go on to that land over there. You need to stay right in this general area. And if you want to protest, you got to be behind this line to do it. It's ridiculous. And there was a time when the American people would not stand for such a deal. But over the years and the increments, that the small increments that they've moved all this stuff in play, people have become desensitized. You know, some folks call it they're asleep, you know, and some folks say that whenever somebody realizes that something ain't right, then they're classified as awake. And when you speak out against it, then you're nuts. You're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist if you speak out against something that you see that just isn't right. Government stealing people's lands. Government stealing people's money. You know, that first they had a bank bailout and the banks got all the money back that they supposedly lost. And they got to keep the properties, so they got paid not once, but twice, but three times, because they even got to sell after foreclosing on people's properties, they got to resell it again. That's pretty cool whenever you can have a product and you can sell it to some individual, then take it back midstream, and then resell it to somebody else, and then take it back again, and then resell it to somebody else. The more times you can sell it, the more money you can make off of the same product. It should be blatantly obvious to the average Joe the system ain't set up to make you happy. It's not set up to take care of you. But they had the bank bailouts where the government came in and bailed out with big, huge loans with low interest rates. They bailed out all the banks. And now they're not going to bail out the banks anymore. Now they have what's known as a bail-in. So that means whenever times get hard, they're going to start taking people's money out of their own personal account. They're going to take your money out of your own personal account. starting from the richest all the way down to the poorest, to save the banks because the banks are too big to fail. So stepping back and looking at the big picture and asking the question, what's going to happen at this 23rd date that everybody keeps talking about? What's the Pope going to be saying out there to the world? Is he going to go out there in front of the world and tell everybody that America, your constitution has been suspended, but don't panic because we got this all under control, and everybody's going to be one happy world and one happy government and so on and so forth? The conspiracy talks about the New World Order. All the governments up there, all the people on the media always talked about the New World Order. But if you talk about the New World Order, then you're a nut for even opening your mouth. You hear phrases like that, New World Order, and then people just, their eyes roll back in their head. Oh, no, it's another conspiracy nut. Government wouldn't do that. No, but the government will stand there and put men and women on the side of the doggone desert while they blow off an atomic bomb just to see how survivable it is. They'll spray stuff in the air and test diseases and do all kinds of stuff like that. But they sure wouldn't do you wrong any other way. Well, heck, you can always trust your government. I just want everybody to know I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-corruption. I'm anti-stupidity, I'm anti-lack of common sense. But I think they're getting ready to pull a fast one, and I think it's going to be here right shortly. I think it's going to be within this next 2 weeks, so I'm just saying. You know, right here is today's date is Sunday, 9/13/2015. Less than 2 weeks from this date right here, whenever the 23rd rolls around, I think there's going to be some monkey business. And I think that monkey business entails covering the backsides of all the people who's been out there robbing and raping and looting and pillaging all everybody's wallet and their properties and the world in general. And I think they got it figured out so that whenever it comes out the other side, that the rich are going to be richer. And the poor are going to be poor. And the control is going to be heavier. The rights are going to be less and less. So my advice to everybody is, yeah, do prepare. Do prepare. Get ready. Because if all heck breaks loose, then you're not going to want to go to the grocery store. But don't prepare because you're afraid that this is going to be some sort of doomsday scenario. Prepare because you hear too many people talking about it. Prophecy. You know? They always say you got to watch what you wish for. And so right now, I would just say do the best you can with what you got to work with. Prepare for the worst and hope for the best kind of thing. But keep your eyes peeled, most of all. Keep your eyes peeled. Make sure that if something is coming down the pipe, that you see it coming. It ain't sneaking up on you from the behind there. As you know, you got to step back. You got to look at all the evidence being presented. You got to look at all the information being presented. You got to make an informed, educated, rational decision of what you think is going on. It's not like the government's always been up front with you. You know, they always like to talk about in every single doomsday movie out there. They always talk about they can't tell the public because the public would panic. Well, maybe if you was calmly telling everybody we got an issue and we got to work through this thing together and we got to make sure that nobody panics, that would be one thing. But whenever you're going to just run around, sneak and do all this kind of stuff, doing the old sneaky sneak and hiding up in your holes and stuff like that, stocking up on things and then turn around at the very last minute, run up inside your bunker and say, oh, by the way, you guys, there's something coming. Then everything is insured to go to heck in a handbasket. But you know, if you look at the Georgia Guidestones out there, which is another mess of a conspiracy deal, it's essentially tells you that they want to reduce the world's population down to 500 million people from what's right now close to about 8 or 9 billion people. So what's that all about? So you got the alternative community telling you all this stuff going on. You got the mainstream media telling their version of everything that's going on. You got the visual actions that you can see from military movement all over the planet. You've got all the political views left and right going on. You got biblical references from other directions going on. The whole world has pretty much gone nuts. People sick all the time. Plants dying off. Birds and bees disappearing. And fish rolling up on the shores. And water turning red. Sounds all biblical to me. But that's just my own view. So for those out there who ain't right with God, I'd say get right with God. And if you ain't going to get right with God, then try to get right with something. You know, find some sort of peace and spirituality or something. You know, some sort of anything but what we've seen. You know, the book that I keep referencing all the time, it talks about wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence. And I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm talking about common sense. And common sense dictates that, you know, you gotta pay attention. You gotta pay attention to what's going on around you. Because something ain't right. They're getting ready to pull a fast one. And you don't put a 10-foot fence up around a certain individual if you ain't concerned. You don't move as much military equipment around as they're doing here recently in all different nations if you're not concerned. If something isn't in the works, then you're just essentially wasting money when you're telling everybody out there on one hand that we're all broke as a nation and we're in debt, but yet you're going out spending like there ain't no tomorrow. Pretty much tells me maybe there ain't no tomorrow. Maybe you know something we don't know and you ain't told nobody about it. Just trying to put out there some sort of common sense, you know. Some sort of pay. You know, I don't buy into all the doomsday scenarios. As a matter of fact, I just made a comment on a video just yesterday that there's another supposed doomsday coming out there. We're going to get hit by a rock in about 5 years, and I'm like, huh. Not another doomsday. The doomsday dates keep going out and out and out, and there's, we only got this much time to go, and then suddenly we're going to get hit by a rock, the end of the world, and so on and so forth, Planet X, and Nibiru, or whatever you want to call it, this comet or that comet's going to smash us in the face, and so on and so forth, World War III and such. If anything stands closest to reality, it would be World War III. Because you see what's going on over in Syria with the United States and all the other different allied nations in Russia and Syria and the Islamic craziness going on over there. Everybody fighting over land masses, everybody fighting over flags, everybody fighting over agendas and resources and such. I mean, how long can you do that? You got some crazy madman over in North Korea sitting around talking about going to nuke everybody, and he's going to do this and he's going to do that, and China's building islands out there off of the coast or whatever, and is always threatening Japan or whatever. It's craziness. It's not the average Joe doing this. The average Joe isn't the one that wants to go over there and bomb their neighbors. It's your supposed representation. Some of these folks have been in power for 30, 40 years or more. You know, it's time to clean the house. It's time to vote some folks up out the doggone office. You've been in there for 30, 40 years. You can't be trusted. You're tainted. Because if this doggone country has gone downhill this much, and you still have the same individuals in power, and you still have the same individuals displayed up there for election purposes, and something's wrong. Something's drastically wrong. Because either these folks are so incredibly stupid or so incredibly corrupt that it's just ridiculous. And yet the average Joe out there's got their little bitty blue banner, and the other one's got their little red banner, and they're like, go team and that kind of stuff. In the midst of all that kind of stuff, their taxes keep getting jacked up, their food prices keep getting jacked up. And every once in a while, to appease them, the oil prices have dropped down. Folks, I think there's 2 weeks. 2 weeks until they pull a fast one on the world. They don't want you knowing. They don't want you talking. What do they want? You know, if you step back and look at the big picture and you think and try to put yourself in the shoes of the global elite out there looking down on the peasants, so to speak, the cattle, and you try to think, would I be like that if I was up there? Would I be trying to make the world a better place, or would I be trying to maintain power and manipulate people and play chess with their lives? And you think about what kind of mindset that it takes to be able to do what it is that they do on a regular basis. It seems like every single time that I start trying to talk about certain issues that I have terrible, terrible internet service. So it's coming to the point where they do want to shut you up. It's not a conspiracy. It happens all the time. When you look up in the sky and you see what you see up there, and they tell you that it doesn't exist, that you're just imagining it, then something ain't right. When you try to talk about certain issues, and then you have technical difficulty after technical difficulty, then something ain't right. When you know you got a fast internet connection, when you know you got the fastest modem on the market, when you know you got all this stuff situated where you shouldn't be having issues like this, then one has to question why you have issues like this. You see, I figured out something. As long as I just keep rolling, I'll still have a podcast. And so my word...
Let's be with somebody.
listening to the Knights of the Round Table, experiencing technical difficulties, having the internet drop in and out. See, it seems to me that whenever you touch on certain subjects, you aggravate the Matrix, and they don't want you saying certain things, so you have technical problems. But, you know, once again, I'm going to keep on keeping on, just like as if nothing was going on, and finish out the podcast and upload that right shortly after the show. My point is this, folks. Don't want you to live in fear. Don't want to live, want you to live in worry. But what I do want you to do within these next couple weeks is to pay really close attention to everything going on around you. Keep your eyes and ears wide open so that you're not caught unaware. Just keep your eyes peeled. I mean, what do you got to lose by paying attention to what's going on around you? Making sure that your family's taken care of and so on and so forth. So, you know, I'm probably going to probably going to have to patch this thing all back together. But something's getting ready to go down. Like I said, it's Sunday, 9/13/2015. Conspiracy folks out there pointing towards the 23rd of September. Government officials leaking out stuff, saying stuff about the 23rd of September. The Pope's supposedly coming around to talk to address the United States behind a big old 10-foot-tall, several-mile-long fence surrounding the city. But everything closed down around the same time. Military drills going on all over the world. What is it that they're fixing to tell the world that they know the world's going to be so upset that they might not want to be anywhere but behind a fence for protection? Up in a bunker or whatever. So why would the governments of the world try to put everything into place the way they do? Pass laws that are blatantly against the United States Constitution and your constitutions as well. To give the government more power to be able to seize control of assets, water, whatever they need. Basically, run roughshod over you. You don't do all this kind of stuff unless you have something in mind that something's going to go down. Unless you're fixing to start World War III, or you know there's some sort of scenario happening. Financial collapse worldwide or whatever. You can't talk about the one world government without somebody looking at you like you're a tinfoil hat nutcase. But yet the people come out there on the TV all the time and they, what do they say? New world order. We have an opportunity to forge a new world order. One world government. United Nations. So on and so forth. The same individuals been in power all these years, continue to be in power, and after this episode hope to still remain in power. In order to do so, and knowing that they're going to, the American people, for one, aren't going to comply so easily, they got to pull some shenanigans. And that's exactly what's going on. Flooding each other's nations with immigrants, destabilizing each other's governments, propaganda, weather wars, and much, much more. Financial shenanigans of epic proportions. Hey, we run the stock market. When everything starts to look like it's going against us, we'll shut the stock market down for a minute or two until everybody gets their back to their senses. Now, if you were at a gambling casino and you were losing, you couldn't shut down the table so that until it works in your favor. Does anybody besides me see what's going on there? These individuals are not looking out for your best interest. And so I put a comment up there in the chat room over at shazizradio.com/superchat.html, and it essentially said that I believe the elite are getting ready to pull a fast one on the world within the next 2 weeks. I believe that they're getting ready to do their dirty deeds right out in front of the world. Make it seem like they're the saviors. They make it seem like they're there to help. Hey, don't panic. We're the government. We're here to help. So if ain't nothing happened around the 23rd, I don't know what to say. Because they're all talking about it. Pope's coming over to talk about something. They're going to have a 10-foot fence several miles surrounding him. Military police protection and all that kind of stuff. What's he got to say that he's so afraid that the world's going to be upset about? They even running commercials out there, UNICEF commercials, where they're showing that alien kid in the school classroom and such. And, you know, we gotta not be racist against this alien or something. There's supposed to be a refugee crisis going on all over the place. There's immigrants coming across every border, trying to get away from brutal dictators or drug lords. Something's up. Something's definitely in the works. And I believe the time is here and the time is now. We're getting ready to find out. They're getting ready to pull a fast one on the entire world. So I'd say for these next couple weeks at least, don't live in fear, but kind of prepare yourself for whatever could potentially be the message that somebody getting ready to try to deliver to the world. And like I said, if you're putting all this military equipment here and there strategically around and setting up all these camps, and then you got this doggone Pope coming over here to give a message behind a huge fence, but there, everybody's saying, hey, it's all good, you know, it's just a drill, or this is just a speech, don't nobody panic, it's all good, you know? Seriously? How stupid do you think that everybody is? Granted, there might be some individuals out there that aren't the brightest candles in the box, but not everybody is going to sit back idly and say, well, why are you hiding behind that fence? You know, I thought we was all for, like, peace and love and all that kind of stuff. And why's that man over there got a gun? You know, I thought we was all about United Nations, peace and love and all that kind of stuff. Why y'all look like you're gearing up for war against the people? Those are the questions to ask. And if the financial system collapses, you know, the guy that ain't got no money in his pocket already, how's that going to affect him? But the guys and gals out there that got thousands and millions of dollars up in there, how's that going to affect them? Those that are in the know are going to come out the other side smelling like a rose, being richer than they were before and just as powerful, if not more. So what exactly is the Pope going to tell the world? You know, you got to reduce your carbon footprint. We all got to work together, or the planet is going to burn up. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. All I'm saying to everybody out there is just simple enough. Just simple enough. Keep your eyes and ears wide open. Don't fall for any shenanigans. And if you see something up in the sky, question it until you know it's real. You know, the book talks about wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famines and pestilence, and it talks about false messiahs, and it talks about demons and craziness going on. Ain't no different than out there in the alternative media with all the different conspiracies going on, this and that. There is or isn't a one world government. There is or isn't aliens. There is or isn't some sort of plan to dominate. There is or isn't a doomsday scenario right around the corner. Now, I'm excited of the fact that this could very well potentially be an epic mind screw of epic proportions to manipulate people into buying everything under the doggone sun. Well, these turkeys are up to no good. They built their bunkers. They moved their militaries around to strategic places. They have all these different individuals who are supposed to be public leaders dropping hints here and there. They got spiritual leaders being put up in behind fences to give out a speech. So if you're standing back and you're looking at the big picture and you're not questioning by now that something isn't going right. Then keep on watching Dancing with the Stars. Keep on playing your video game. Keep on doing whatever it is you've been doing all along. When the surprise shows up, don't say nobody out there said anything. Nope. Let he who hath eyes see, and let he who hath ears listen. And let he who hath a brain discern the information that's coming in like a river. I don't know what much more to say. But since I'm having such a hard time maintaining this internet connection, I think I'm going to wrap this podcast up and upload it for everybody to hear. And if you do get to hear, don't live in fear. Live in wisdom. Keep your eyes and ears wide open. Keep your family and your friends close. Try to put a few extra things on the shelf just in case you have to bunker down for a bit. Because whatever these turkeys are up to, I'm 100% positive it ain't in your best interest. I don't think that they've ever had your best interest at heart. If the churches ain't listening to you when you try to point things out, and if the people ain't listening to you when you try to point things out, and all you're doing is shouting down an empty abyss, and somebody on the other side of this mess is going to be caught off guard and completely by surprise. So we're going to find out. Today is Sunday, 9/13/2015. According to the doomsdayers, according to the Pope, according to the climate change guy from France, talking about 500 days of climate chaos, that number comes up here right shortly on the 23rd. maybe even possibly the 22nd, because sometimes the date gets here just a little bit earlier than planned. Surprise, surprise, you thought we was coming tomorrow. Guess what? Anyway, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Take care, everybody. Be safe. And peace and love to everybody.
Old woman! Man, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur.
That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh.
Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routine to call the scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire of Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Fazer the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table.